Protests against police violence and injustices facing the Black community are still going strong internationally. In Milwaukee on Thursday, peaceful protests crossed the city for several hours for the seventh night, following the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Demonstrations also are calling attention to the April death of Joel Acevedo here in Milwaukee. An officer who was off duty at the time is charged in Acevedo's death. Black Lives Matter and Walk With Us are just a few of the chants you can hear coming from the crowds. Staff and students at Carmen South Middle School on the city's south side showed their support for the Black Lives Matter movement through a vigil honoring those who have died due to injustice. As WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell reports, organizers say the vigil was an opportunity to show solidarity between the Black and Latino communities.
When I drove up to the parking lot of Carmen South Middle School of Science and Technology, I saw the initials BLM for Black Lives Matter spelled out with plastic red cups stuffed into gaps in the fence. There also were more than 50 posters with the names and photos of Black people who've been killed by police. An altar with flowers, candles, and more names of victims of injustice stood in the middle. George Floyd's name and photo were there.
We realized that in response to what is going on across the United States and what has been going on to Black bodies and brown bodies as it relates to injustice across the world, we realized that we had to respond and make it known that we are allies and we stand in solidarity with our Black and brown people of color, and that we're here to uplift those voices.
That's Ronnie Rivera, a social worker for Carmen South Middle School. He, along with Yesenia Saavedra, the school's assistant principal, helped organize the event. Here is Saavedra.
We made sure to create the posters with pictures and names so that people could be encouraged to do research and inform themselves a lot more about what has been going on in the United States.
Saavedra says the vigil was to offer a healing space for the community, and she hoped people would unite in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. The names on the posters included people who've died here and those who've died in other cities. Terrell Thomas, Philando Castile, Laquan McDonald, Sandra Bland, and Tatiana Jefferson. People who came to the vigil were admitted five at a time and given the chance to get water or snacks. Then they could choose a poster to stand in front of. Signs were scattered to allow for social distancing. I spotted two friends, Gina Richard and Catherine Brostowitz, gathered in front of a sign with the name Marco Loud, a man killed by police in Texas. Brostowitz says she and Richard watched the memorial service for George Floyd earlier on Thursday, and it felt right to be there. Richard shared her thoughts as well.
It's really hard to put into words how everyone's feeling, so I think being present and listening and learning is all we as privileged Americans can do right now. So we're just doing what we can, showing support.
One of the most moving parts of the night was a speech written by Bria Thomas, who attends Carmen South Middle School. The principal, Robert Coburn, introduced her as a student who embodies the school's core values. Here's part of her speech.
I am Bria. I am Black, and my life matters. Seeing all of your beautiful faces, Black, brown, and white, all together standing in unity because of the violence and injustice that our country is experiencing is truly a gift from God. I am grateful for the opportunity to stand here next to my sisters and ask God to help us on this journey to justice. We are the Carmen community, and we stand unified against racism. Everyone versus racism. Please repeat after me, everyone versus racism.
Thomas's speech was followed by prayers and blessings in English and in Spanish. Coburn closed the event with lines from Thomas's speech, Everyone versus Racism. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by the Doman Company Foundation.